Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 2nd, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Snapchat rolled out the ability to pause snap streaks, where you send a snap to a friend once every 24 hours to keep the streak going. All users can restore one snap streak for free, and you can buy more streak restores for 99 cents in the US. The company also plans to roll out the feature as part of its Snapchat Plus subscription. Microsoft researchers published a paper detailing Cosmos One, a multimodal large language model designed to analyze images, answering questions about them, and take visual IQ tests. The system effectively translates images into a series of tokens that a large language model can then understand. The researchers say multimodal systems are a necessity to achieve artificial general intelligence. Microsoft plans to make Cosmos One available to developers. Microsoft also rolled out the ability to select from three different tones for its Bing chatbot: creative, balanced, and precise. It announced these tones were coming, now it's just rolling them out. The creative tone will include original and imaginative responses, while precise favors factual and concise answers. Balanced tone is on by default. As part of Microsoft's defense in the FTC's lawsuit seeking to block its Activision Blizzard acquisition, Microsoft sent subpoenas to Sony, requesting copies of third-party licensing agreements. Sony filed to dismiss the request for the documents, saying they had no apparent value and would be unduly burdensome to produce. However, FTC Administrative Judge D. Michael Chappell largely rejected Sony's argument. Sony must submit these agreements to Microsoft, but the judge limited the window from the start of 2019 to the present day. OpenAI launched its premium service ChatGPT Plus last month. Wednesday, it followed up with a new API that lets any business build ChatGPT into apps, websites, products, and services. Greg Brockman, co-founder, president, and chairman of OpenAI, tells TechCrunch that ChatGPT API is powered by the same model behind OpenAI's ChatGPT. The API is priced at 0.2 cents per 1,000 tokens, or about 750 words, and includes non-chat app experiences. Snap, Quizlet, Instacart, and Shopify are early adopters. OpenAI also launched the Whisper API, offering a hosted version of its open-source Whisper speech-to-text model. Pricing starts at 0.6 cents per minute, with support for multiple languages and output to various audio formats. The U.S. Postal Service announced it will buy 9,250 Ford E-Transit electric vehicles, as well as 14,000 EV charging stations from three different suppliers as part of its electrification efforts. It intends to begin building out its charging infrastructure across a minimum of 75 locations within the next 12 months, although it hasn't finalized the actual deployment locations. USPS previously announced it will add 66,000 EVs by 2028, including 21,000 commercial vehicles. 9to5 Google sources say Xiaomi began development on a smartwatch running Wear OS 3. This would fall under its existing Xiaomi Watch branding, used in its other wearables, and be managed through the same Mi Fitness app. This could launch later this year, although it isn't clear if Xiaomi will bring the device to market. At its investor day, Tesla announced plans to roll out an unlimited overnight home EV charging subscription in Texas this July for $30 a month. This would be part of its Tesla Electric business, which provides sustainable energy to homes and requires a Powerwall energy storage battery. GitHub launched a beta of a secret scanning feature back in December. This looks for things like API keys, passwords, tokens, and other confidential information left in public repositories. It's now rolling out to all public repositories as an opt-in feature. Reuters sources say the U.S. Food and Drug Administration rejected Neuralink's application for human trials on its brain implant. The agency outlined dozens of issues to address before human testing, including safety concerns with its lithium battery, how the device can be removed without harming the brain, and if the implant's wires could migrate across the brain while implanted. Neuralink submitted the application in early 2022 and can resubmit for approval. According to data from the analyst at Apptopia, TikTok generated over $350 million in in-app revenue in Q4 2022. It notes this is more than the in-app revenue from Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter combined in that quarter. Overall, all of these companies combined grew in-app revenue by 91% since Apple introduced its app tracking transparency feature in 2021. And finally, Qualcomm entered into a multi-year agreement with the French startup Prophecy to embed its MetaVision technology into its imaging stack. Prophecy's sensors and algorithms claim to act more like the human eye in processing motion, with individual pixels on the sensor activating during a motion event. This event-based sensor syncs with the frame-based capture of a traditional sensor to fill in motion blur to make a crisp image. No word when we'll see the integration, and Prophecy plans to release a dev kit for its tech stack later this year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.